Welcome to another Ethical Corporation podcast. I'm Toby Webb, and I'm here at the ABIS conference in St. Petersburg with Nikolai Prianishkov, who is the CEO of Microsoft Russia. Now, Nikolai, you and I have just been on a panel about CSR and sustainability in emerging markets. How do you feel the situation is evolving in Russia at the moment around CSR and sustainability in big businesses?
In general, I feel pretty good because there is good development in this area in Russia. On the other hand, I believe that still a lot of things should be done. And we just started to move towards diversified economy and to more sustainable economical growth. But on the other hand, there is still a lot of issues in Russia which we need to overcome. And I think that if there is combined efforts from the government, from the big businesses, and support for developing of the small businesses in Russia, that could definitely help. And we as Microsoft will definitely try to play an active role, because we are also interested in not only in our share on the market and taking one percentage share from the competition, but also on the growing market overall. And that's also, of course, connected with the growth of the market, growth of the economy, and it should be done in a sustainable way.
Now, we heard from Accenture's research earlier that both education was a huge issue for CEOs thinking about emerging markets, but also that the business case had not been made in some companies as effectively as it might have been. And given Microsoft's product offering, is there not an opportunity for you there to make the business case via education? I mean, how can Microsoft do that with its core business?
Yeah, first of all, we are cooperating really a lot with the education system in Russia. And in general, I believe there is a very good high level of education in Russia. But of course, we need to use more modern technology for this. And that's why we have partnership with mainly nearly all university. We have right now 480 academies in Russia with the universities. We have these innovation centers in many top universities, which will bring technology towards this education process. And I believe this is very needed, because there are a lot of clever people in Russia. Intellectual potential is really big, is a really big potential, and a lot of ideas. But if they will be also used with the help of new modern technologies, that definitely will help the business. And that also relates to the professional business cases, using technology in order to help to create the needed processes for the companies. So we'll try to play an active role here.
And as CEO of Microsoft Russia, what would your advice be to foreign multinationals wanting to enter the Russian market? I mean, we were speaking earlier about the trials and tribulations that IKEA has had in Russia. So, I mean, what would be your top tips for CEOs thinking about coming into Russia?
First of all, I really believe that Russia is a very big emerging market with a good potential for growth. That's why, overall, my first recommendation to the companies to come and to expand here. Few additional comments which I would like to make are the following. First of all, companies need to understand that country is very big. It's 9 time zones, 80 regions, and in order to succeed, if you are not coming with just one global product, you need to have local presence. And it's a lot depends on do you have a good established business in this particular region, do you have good management there, etc., because distances are very big. Secondly, I think that being patient and just looking for the long-term growth and counting on positive developments in Russia, I think it's important, because sometimes we're still in this transition period from still Sovietic economy to market economy with different, I mean, it's young market economy in Russia. And still, I believe that from the top of the country, I mean, from the president, from the government, etc., it's a very good right now focus on modernization of economy, on ensuring that we have transparency in the country. And of course, there are some issues. We need to be frank about that. But still, I believe that long-term companies has potential. There is big market, big internal market, good level of education and intellectual potential. And just the companies coming here and still developing their business can really benefit from it.
Okay. Just one final question, which is that President Medvedev has made a big thing about cracking down on bribery and corruption in the country. What would be your views on the business case for Microsoft to do that, for in terms of encouraging other companies. Obviously, there's legal compliance issues and your company values. But is there an ethical position to be taken by Russian business to encourage other firms just to say no to that kind of behavior?
I think that using technologies, we can really help solve this issue, because all this transparency which technologies give you, like electronic auctions, like full transparency, everything which is government officials are doing, electronic government, electronic services to population. I think that's the way to fight corruption. Because when and
but
if
it cuts out the officials who take bribes,
exactly, they will not, they should not participate in anything. I mean, if it's electronic government and electronic services to the population, and this is a very priority project right now for the government, and a lot of IT companies involved in implementation, I mean, that's taking away any role of the officials, and that will fight corruption in the most efficient way.
Great, Nikolai. Thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you.